It is Monday morning, and it's time now to talk to NHPR's Josh Rogers to talk about developments on New Hampshire's political front. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Mark.
Josh, a busy week ahead. Governor Hassan will be inaugurated for her second term on Thursday. The legislature holds its first session on Wednesday, but let's start with the governor. She faces a different political landscape than when she was first inaugurated in 2010.
She certainly does. With GOP majorities everywhere in the House, in the Senate, and on the council, the bipartisanship Governor Hassan likes to talk about will be more necessary than ever to get things done. And there are some indications that such common ground may not be a given this year, particularly on fiscal matters.
Yeah, well, it is a budget year, of course, and an inaugural address is not the budget address. That will come next month. But can we expect to hear much this week about the governor's fiscal plans for the next 2 years?
Well, we'll probably hear something, probably not much terribly specific. People will, of course, be listening to see if and how she calls for a casino, how she talks about her hopes of undoing some changes to business taxes Republicans passed in 2011. The governor broached changing business taxes in November, but we've heard little since. But remember, coming up with a spending plan for the next 2 years isn't the only budget work that needs to go on shortly in Concord. The governor and lawmakers must also figure out how to close the shortfall in the spending plan that remains in effect until July. That's running a deficit that may top $50 or $60 million. The expectation is Governor Hassan will seek to close at least part of that gap by tapping money in dedicated funds. Those are pots of money earmarked for specific purposes that are generated by fees and assessments. The state has several hundred dedicated funds, some quite small, some fairly large, like the LCHIP program or the Renewable Energy Fund, that contain millions sweeping cash from dedicated funds into the general fund, as the practice is sometimes known, has become fairly routine.
Now, there are indications the governor will face pushback on this if she proposes that. Janine Foster, the Senate's top budget writer, for instance, came out against the idea last week.
Senator Forster did. So did Senator Nancy Stiles, another Republican advocate. Types, it also be noted, are also working this angle. They might be environmentalists who don't want the Renewable Energy Fund to be tapped as it was during the last budget, or LCHIP, which escaped being tapped last time but which was drained before, or people who are tired of seeking money diverted from the Alcohol Abuse Prevention Fund. There are obvious good government and constitutional arguments against draining dedicated funds, but policymakers in both parties have done this, and it will likely happen again this year. The question is mostly to what extent. For people with policy priorities attached to these funds, budget deliberations can be like a game of musical chairs. Maybe their fund will be left unscathed, maybe not. One difference this year is with the hole to fill in the current budget and then work on the next budget, this game may take place twice.
Okay. The New Hampshire House meets Wednesday. They will be settling on rules, right?
Well, settled isn't a word much used these days in connection to the New Hampshire House, but yes, rules will be adopted Wednesday. One matter to be decided has to do with the power struggle going on between House Speaker Sean Jasper and Republicans loyal to the man most expected to be Speaker, former Speaker Bill O'Brien. That will come down to a vote on the process for picking Majority Leader. Jack Flanagan of Brookline was named Majority Leader by Speaker Jasper. O'Brien and his backers believe that since O'Brien was the GOP's caucus choice for House Speaker, he should be Majority Leader. O'Brien and company aren't expected to prevail there. Another rule of interest would allow reps to again carry concealed weapons on the House floor. That, as you recall, was a policy Bill O'Brien helped put into place when he was Speaker. Democrats reversed course under Democrat Terry Norelli. Speaker Jasper does support allowing guns on the floor, and so this should pass. Another rule to be voted on, also backed by the Speaker, would up the threshold for forcing roll call votes. Those are the vote counts where the preference of every member is recorded. Right now, it takes 10 members to second a roll call motion. The new rule would require 20 members. Jasper thinks the lower threshold has led to too many roll call votes, which slows things down with Democratic leaders in support. This, too, will likely pass. It has been criticized by some conservatives as a blow to transparency.
Am I correct in assuming the roll call issue will be decided by a roll call vote?
I think you are, Rick.
Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
As Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition often to talk New Hampshire politics. You can follow Josh, by the way, on Twitter at Josh Rogers NHPR.